Blog Talk Radio.
Supplying all of our needs and
keeping his hands upon our family and delivering his blessings upon our family is awesome. A lot of times, you know, how it goes, you know, we kindly get spoiled by the Lord of all the blessings, and we kindly overlook what he does in our lives. And, you know, it's cool just to be thankful for what he gives us and how he blesses us. Got a little stuck here. Blesses us in our lives, and it's awesome to see how he does different things in our lives that we don't even really appreciate. And I can just tell you many things that he's blessed me in my life. I mean, with a job, with a car, with a house, food on my plate. I mean, I'm thankful for all of that. And it's a blessing that he does that for us every day, because there's a lot of people out here that don't have this. You know, they don't have this. And it's a blessing to be thankful for what he has given us, what he has blessed us in our lives. And I really think it's just being real thankful there. And I think the more thankful you are for things in your life, the more that he will hand to you. And the more that you thank him and the praises you give him, the more you open up the kingdom that he's put inside of you. Because if you don't really give praise at all, he can't really bring himself out, because it's, you know, there's no area there. It's like you're holding him back from what he can do in your life. But always give thanks. I mean, not just at the dinner table or just at church, but give thanks during the day. Say, thank you, Lord, for this job. Thank you for supplying for my family. Just take a point in your life and just thank him for that. And he appreciates that. And when the Holy Spirit is moving in you, the Holy Spirit will reveal himself when you do that. He loves praise. The Holy Spirit loves praise. When you praise the Lord, he prays the Lord with you, and he loves it. You can feel the love just filled up inside of you. So, you know, just praise the Lord when you can, and thank God for what he's given you. And it's awesome to see what he'll do in your life. And I'm not saying to just do this just to get something out of it. Do it out of your heart for what you have received. And that's one of the main things. But I just thought I'd bring that up. The Lord brought that to my heart to share that on the show just now. But, Chris, now tell us how you picked this topic about the Sure Foundation. Was that something floating in your heart, or the Lord is just pulling you towards this?
Well, I was just kind of thinking about how, like, just in the natural world, that everybody kind of tends to magnify any problems or just, like, shakiness going on, you know? It's like, and sometimes I believe that stuff can happen just to propel you more into relationship with the Lord. But it kind of caught my attention, because I even hear, like, about the shaking that the body of Christ is going through and stuff like that. And really, I mean, like, we have a sure salvation. And, you know, when we're seeking the Lord, man, he is constantly answering us and constantly revealing himself, even if it's in the very subtle ways, you know. And I mean, like, I believe that he reveals himself more and more as your faith in him deepens, you know. And but when you communicate with him, you ask him questions and he answers them. I mean, he's revealing himself. There's ways I think about that scripture that says, magnify the Lord. It's like where you fix your attention, your affections, and all that stuff, it makes him bigger, and he is bigger than any situation that you're ever going to go through. So it's like, it's good to realize that and magnify the Lord, like the scripture says, because in doing that, you're bringing him glory, and you're in faith. And you're more attuned to his ability. And I believe the more that you're attuned to his ability and his faith, because, like, I believe your faith can take you a long ways, but I believe that his faith in you can, I mean, it's just bountiful blessings can happen through that. You know, if you tap into the Lord and his faith, I mean, anything is possible. You know, but that's kind of how I mean, you know, we got people kill. Every time you watch the news, it seems like it's all bad. I mean, rarely do you have any good news, but it's like,
yeah,
it's just good to know where that sure foundation is, and know that He's got you, and that your salvation is in Him, and by just plugging in to Him, just believing Him, you know that He's going to come through for you, and even if you go through some difficulties, there'll be like a grace on you that enables you to go through it.
Amen.
What do you think, Robert?
Well, it sounds a lot like what you're saying is when man first sinned, sin was not even held against mankind. Sin was not imputed, is the word, what the Bible uses. The word impute is a legal term for holding against or accounting, an accounting term that means to hold against or to credit you for. Sin was not held against mankind. Father was trying to relate to man based on love and grace and mercy. And He is trying to show us how much He truly loves us and wants to fellowship with us, even in the places that we find ourselves, places that we have fell into by our own doing at times, you know, doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And then there's times when we're just being attacked by the devil because we have an adversary seeking whom he may devour, you know, because we don't know who we are in Christ totally. That's your foundation that you're talking about. Sometimes we open the door not knowing that we're opening the door for the enemy to come in and to attack us through our wrong beliefs, through saying things. We're snared by the words of our mouth as it is written in Scripture. But Father has given us, and He's been trying to show us from the beginning that He's not trying to hold sin against us. He wants to relate to us in spite of sin. He's always wanted to relate to us in spite of sin. But He has made a way for us to be completely restored and reconditioned, renewed through that sure foundation, which is in Christ Jesus, as He promised He would send Him. He did. And, you know, to make this point clear, in Genesis, I know our scriptures in Isaiah, but I want to make this point clear. In Genesis chapter 4, Cain kills his brother. Well, what happens? Did Father put Cain to death? No. Father came to Cain and said, "Hey, Cain, where's your brother?" And Cain says, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And we know the story goes on. And then Cain gets into this pity party talking about what's going to happen to him now that he's been marked, and he's scared that he's going to be put to death by people and so forth. But Father tells Cain he's got his back. Even he's the first murderer, and it wasn't being held against him. Sin was not being held against mankind. And if you read, I think it's in verse 16, Cain left presence of God. Father didn't leave Cain. Cain left the presence of God. Father has always tried to relate to us and always wanted to be there for us. His love goes beyond anything that we can comprehend. And the sure, firm foundation that is in Christ Jesus just completely puts the official stamp on that, paid in full. I've got your back. I'm trying to relate to you and love on you and show you how much. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, the Lord, communicated with me today at work, and we was talking about this. He relayed to me that the one thing that I've been learning the last couple of years is the fear of God. People don't understand the fear of God. That's one bad thing people don't understand. He wants you to stay in the fear that you don't want to leave Him. that you want his presence upon you at all times, that you don't want to leave that. You don't want to feel how it is without being in his presence. It's kind of like when you're in a, it's like a hot day. You're outside in a hot summer, and you want to get in that cool shower, and that shower feels so good. You don't want to leave that shower because it feels good. If you leave that shower, you're going to get back in the hot weather again. You just want to stay in that cool shower. That's what he wants you to do, stay in his presence like that and be so used to his presence that you don't want to leave. Not that he's going to kick you and dog you down and send you to hellfire. He wants you to love him so much and be so attached to him that you don't want to leave his presence. You're in fear of leaving his presence. You've got to stay in his presence. You'll do anything to stay in his presence. That's the fear, and us humans, we get that fear mixed up with, only thing we know is negativity. I mean, that's the way we're taught in our lives all the time, you know, kicked, you know, what the enemy has put here on this earth is what we've been taught. But he wants us to love his presence. His presence is love. His presence is salvation. That's what he wants us to stay in.
Yeah.
But once we get, a lot of times we get so far out, and we get so far in our own ways, which our ways is not his ways. I mean, the word says that. Our ways is not his ways. And when we get in our ways, we start losing the presence of God because we're getting in our own presence, the presence of sin, the presence of separation. And then we lose him, as you said, with Cain and Abel. It ain't that you lost him. It's that you came away from him. You broke away from him. So the thing of it is to stay in his presence, stay in that communication with him, stay in that praise with him. You stay in that presence. You see all the benefits from his presence. You see all the benefits from his presence. You don't want to leave it. I'll just leave that with you, Robert, because I started seeing like an angel was kindly nodding me like, say something now, say something now. So I did. So go ahead.
Well, you know, the sure foundation of our salvation, the thing that Jesus accomplished for us, is something that we're supposed to be experiencing the greater part of it now. One third or so of our salvation has taken place, and that's the total restoration of our spirits, the rebirthing, recreated spirit. That part of us is perfected, just like Christ Jesus. It's perfected for eternity, but the soul has to find salvation, and the salvation of our soul comes from what James said in chapter 1, verse 21, the engrafted word of God is able to save your soul. It also is written in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7, that the law of the Lord is able to convert the soul. That word there in Hebrew means to restore to its original condition, the word convert. But the word law is not talking about the law that was handed down to Moses' law. What does a king do? Does a king have to set up a council of people to vote on what he says? No. The king's word is law over his domain. And nobody changes the word of the king. Not even the king changes his word. His word is law. The word of the Lord, the law of the Lord, it is capable of saving our souls. The engrafted word saves our souls. It renews our minds and causes our will and emotions to line up. And then the last part of our being, which is going to experience salvation, is when he comes, if we're alive and we remain, we will be caught up with him. And then if we're asleep, we will rise and meet with those who are still alive and remain and be caught up with him, and we will receive glorified bodies, which is the completion of the salvation package. We're going to experience salvation in other forms throughout our existence till we get to where we're going to be for eternity completely. If that makes any sense, what I'm trying to say about salvation.
Yeah. I think a lot of what people get into confusion and stuff like that about us is, like, they think of the sovereignty of God as being, you know, he's in absolute control. And, I mean, that's true to an extent, but just because, like, storms and stuff like that are happening in the earth doesn't mean that God's doing that. Like, I think about that scripture where Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat and on the Sea of Galilee, and the disciples got real scared and everything, and he got up and rebuked the storm. So if that were the case, then Jesus would be out of the will of the Father. And stuff like that, man, it just really, there's a lot of confusion. And then one of the main reasons that he came was to seek and to save, you know, the lost, and to destroy the works of the enemy or destroy the works of the devil, you know. And I think that whole thing about, like, the fall of man, you know, and understanding that's pretty important to understanding that sure foundation that Christ offers, being the sacrifice, you know, being the sacrifice of sin in our lives.
Yeah,
but that's I like to try to just completely get people solid in that place that they stand. And I think about that scripture where it's talking about building your house on the solid rock. You know, that is Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Awesome.
That's right. Praise the Lord. You know, go ahead.
It's cool because there's a lot of people, you know, you're on the foundation of the Lord and you're on the foundation of what you believe about the Lord and what has seeped into your soul through the Word of God that you've collected and things that you've been taught through your church and through your family members. But the thing of it is when you get around, I'll say, other folks, you know, friends, family, and all of that, and, you know, and they're telling you so many different things, and they have been taught wrong. They have not read the Word. They just going by what their church told them or people's told them. And then they tell you things and they get you unsure of your foundation. They'll say, well, you're saved, but, you know, you did that wrong. I'm not sure, you know. And or they'll, you know, certain things like that, it gets you rocked off of your foundation, like you're not in the right place, you're not this and that. But once you start reading the Word of God, you start reading, you know, once you're saved in Christ, there's no moving. Once you accepted him, you've been baptized in the water and baptized in the Spirit, you're there. You ain't going nowhere. No matter whether you had a bad day or what, you're going to be there. You're reserved in heaven, and God is living inside of you. It's just you have put up a wall. You just can't feel it at that time, but he's there. It's just you have kind of like Cain and Abel. You kind of moved away from that, not as far as he did, but you moved away from his presence a little bit. But he's there. He's living inside of you. And once you accept the Lord, you know, he's there, but you just moved away. It's not that you have actually gave him up or he just left because you had a bad day and he's like, hey, I don't want to be with him anymore. Not like that. See, he's not human. He's God. He loved you. He created you. He just waited for you to come to him. He waited for you to come to him. He's waiting for you. He was yearning for you. That's why he sent his son for you, before you can come back to your father. See, but the thing of it is that we pull ourselves away, you know, in this world. You know, the enemy has thrown many different loops your way to try to change your mind. And that's how the enemy dealt with Adam and Eve. He changed their mind. You know, like we've been talking for forever about, you know, got them to believe that they wouldn't like God. Well, if you eat this apple, you'll be just like him. They already was. Mm-hmm. See, he just changed their mind. And that's what he's doing to this day to every human being on earth. He's changing your mind constantly about yourself, about your salvation, about your walk with God, trying to change your mind with how you look at God and how God looks at you. He don't want you to see how God have created you, what God thinks about you. And once you start getting an idea of how God thinks about you and how he loves you, he'll throw something up, another thing down your way to get you to screw up even more, to change your mind again, to say, well, he ain't going to like you because you did that. Just read all this. Just read it. Just read right here. Look what it says. Look right there. See, there I told you. That's the first thing he'll throw at you. But you got to remember what Christ did on the cross for you, what he put all the heck that he went through on the cross for you, just you, and the whole world, but for just you too. See, we think, well, he died for all these other people out here. It's really bad off, but not for really me. But if all those people didn't exist and just you, he would come and do it just for you. See, that's what we don't understand is how much he loves you. He loves you as much as he loves them. That's one thing we've got to understand. And the hardest thing, I'm going to say, even on my walk. See, on my walk, I had a very hard thing of forgiving people because I had a rough childhood. Like a lot of people out here listening to this thing, they had a rough childhood, had a hard time with trusting people. Because, you know, when you have parents and relatives that they're always doing you wrong, how are you going to build a relationship with other people because you've had a bad relationship with your own family, so God has a hard time trying to transform you when you start building that trust and love. And see, when you make a bad decision, so you're in Christ, but you make a bad decision, the first thing the enemy's going to put, bring back is all your problems. Hey, look what you did. She don't love you anymore, that type of thing, see? See, he knows all your little pitfalls you're going to fall down. He knows that. He knows that stuff. And he's going to use it against you. Trust me, he will. But Christ comes in. He shows you. He's like, you know, hey, man, you know, I love you still. It doesn't matter, man. I still love you. And to some people, that's very hard to understand. I mean, if you've been in rehabilitation centers, I mean, I don't care if you've been on alcohol, you've been on drugs, you know, you've been in prison, whatever it may be, you screwed up. You know, you screwed up. But he still loves you. He will come to you right where you are, right in your jail cell. He will come to you and love you like you never did do it. Because he sees in you what the Father sees in him, and that's perfection. Once you accepted him, he sees you in perfection. He don't see you how you think he sees you. He sees you as a beloved child. Because every time the Lord has ever talked to him, go ahead.
Through the blood of Jesus. When he looks at you, he sees you through the blood of Jesus. So he actually sees Jesus first because of the blood washed away all that sin. And I was just going to touch on a couple things. It's earlier you were talking about like the fear of the Lord, and I believe that's just like a reverential fear, like a positive thing to kind of like, it's like a fear of displeasing them out of love. It's not really like a heat or esteeming, you know, to like just counting him as the Most High, you know, knowing that everything that's in your life you have because of him. It's that kind of fear, you know, just the knowing of how very awesome and powerful he is, and he's right there all the time. But I wanted to read the scripture because it says, "For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels or principalities or powers or things present or things to come, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And I just wanted to read that because, I mean, like, no matter what it is, it can't separate you from the love that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to keep you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he's able to keep you from evil also.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
That's written in the book of Jude, verse 24. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, is what the scripture reads in Jude, verse 24. And when you study that out, it just backs up what Paul the Apostle wrote over in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's a part of that fear that you're talking about. When you know God, when you love God with your whole heart, it means to respect your father, respect your daddy. You don't want to do things to upset your father or your mother. You don't want to do things to upset your parents. You want to do things when you love them that it's going to make their heart be pleased towards you. That's what the word fear means. It has nothing to do with being afraid or scared, but it means everything about being trusting in him, you know, loving him as he loves you, and trust him at his word. Know that he has nothing but your best interest in mind. One of the major problems with man, with the church today, is we've allowed the law to creep back in, and we don't know and understand the true nature of our Heavenly Father. We are seeing him contrary to the way that he desires to be seen, and don't know how to relate to him. And that's creating many problems by itself in the lives of all humanity. Jesus is the answer to everything that we will ever come in contact with that is contrary to the will of God. That's how sure the foundation is in Christ. We are forgiven. We are healed. We are prospered. We are delivered, all through the life that he lived and gave for us. That's what the sure foundation, that's where the four square gospel got its start from forgiveness, healing, prosperity, and deliverance. That's how they got four square gospel. And it's all centered around what Christ did for us. In Greek, the word is pronounced sozo, and that's exactly what it means. Forgiven, healed, prospered, and delivered. You know, the first thing that popped in my mind today when I was looking in the book of Isaiah is, if you know anything about the prophet Isaiah, this man had such a deep revelation of God and of Christ. He literally got to see the birth. He got to see the life. He got to see the crucifixion, the beating, the whipping, and all that before the cross. This man is even shown things by the Father about the life after the resurrection. He was so in tune and in relationship with our Father, like you talked about. He knew how to relate to him. He came to him with a pure heart, a prostrate heart. And Father used this man to show us some deep revelation about our lives today, about what was going to happen in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how that we can trust the Word of God to look at Jesus and allow him to be just that, the firm foundation in our lives. Amen.
Hey, I want to read this scripture. It says, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
cool.
John 5:39.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I wanted to read that is because, like, in that particular situation, he's talking to the Pharisees, I believe. But the thing is that that's why I love, man, because it's like the emancipation proclamation was to the slaves. It's kind of like what Romans is to the Christian, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, so what Romans basically is showing you is that, you know, the importance of the word is to constantly be trimming and pruning you. But the thing about it is it, the Word of God shows you that you can't do it in your own self-righteousness, that you can't get that you'll never really be good enough, no matter how good you are. The Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags, and when you take that into consideration, I mean, even if you're the best human being on the planet, you still have fallen short. Yeah. So it's like, that's the importance of that, of Jesus being that sacrifice to bring us to the Father, you know. And it's just a blessing, man, to walk with him and talk with him and know that, I mean, he talks back. He says, my sheep hear my voice, you know, and we are his sheep. He's our shepherd. And,
amen.
Man, it's just a blessing and an honor to walk with you, Lord.
Amen.
It's awesome. It's so awesome that the more time you spend with the Lord, even in the Word, worship, whatever it may be, that the more time you spend with anybody, you start looking like that person. You start having similarities. That's just normal. And if you spend that time with the Lord, you speak to him, you talk to him. After a while, he'll start communicating with you and showing you things and revealing himself to you. And everybody is just different ways. He has his own certain ways way he's going to communicate with you. It's like I said, it's not always going to be some big voice coming down from sky saying, hey, it ain't going to be like, it's going to be in a certain way that you'll understand, that you'll know it's him. Like you said, you know, the sheep knows my voice. Each sheep knows his voice a different way. And they know exactly who it is. But the thing of it is, you know, like they're all saying, you know, read the Word. The Word will transform your mind to where it needs to be. Keep that communication in with the Lord. Pray and talk and, you know, just spend that time with him. That has a lot to do with it. And I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of people in the church today is, I mean, the first thing you hear is, well, I got three services I can go to the church. Which one can I get in and out and go to the supermarket faster or go to lunch faster? Now, would you want your kids to come to you and try to figure out which way they can get away from you where they can go out and play games? That ain't cool. So you want to yearn to be in the presence of the Lord. You got to fall in love with the Lord, and all this stuff will be added to you is when you fall in love. A lot of times, a lot of these other things, when your foundation is kind of shaky at times, is when you're falling away and your mind is many different places. And a lot of times we got to go back to our foundation. I mean, if you was risen up in a church, go back to your original foundation and look and really pick up the Word of God, really, you know, get communication. Maybe you're not, you know, you're not born in the Spirit. A lot of churches don't talk about that. There's some Pentecostal churches, but the Word talks about it. You need to be born in the Spirit and born in the water, be baptized in the water. It says that. A lot of people don't understand that. When you go through this, you know what it is. I mean, when you go through this, you know exactly what it is, don't you guys? When you go through this, you know exactly what it is. It ain't something you read. It's like you feel a change in your being. You feel a change in your being. You feel a transformation going on in you. You feel different. You know something's different about you. It ain't something where you read out of a hymnal and then you're ready to go home now because I got a certificate. That ain't it. It's a change of a new man going on in you that Christ did for you. So, you know, everything scripturally is real. It's the real deal. You go by the scripture. You go exactly how, not by some religion has taught you, but by the scripture, and you will see changes in your life. You accept Christ. You get baptized by the Holy Spirit. You get baptized in the water. You go and do what Christ does or tells you to do. You start seeing changes. You'll see a change in the way you look, not the way you look, but the way you act and the way you feel, and you start seeing changes going on within inside you. A lot of churches don't teach you a lot of this stuff. They have their own doctrine and a lot of their own ways. And so a lot of times it misses a few things. And I'm not saying all things is wrong that church does. They teach different things, and each religious thing has their different ways. But just read the scriptures and see what you're missing. And what you're missing, just do it. I mean, there's somebody out there who will baptize you if you need it. you know, if there's, you know, pray for, to the Lord to be baptized in the Spirit, or, you know, if you know somebody that's already baptized in the Spirit, they can pray for you. But however you feel that you need to do it, the Lord will guide you in the correct way that you need to do that. But it's always right to go by the Word of God and see a transformation in your life. And I've ran to a lot of people that's been stuck in religious churches that is missing something. They feel something missing in their soul. They don't know what it is. They're just yearning for this thing, and they start reading the Word of God. I mean, reading it scripture by scripture, and then having other people telling them, hey, this here, you know, you need to be born in the Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit living inside you, you know. And they'll be like, well, I went through this and that. I thought I did. No, I never did, you know. Then they actually go through with this, and they feel a change. They're like, wow, this is cool. You know, so they actually went how the Word says, and it's just, you know, just doing what it says is basically what it is. And, you know, this, you know, the Bible is a real deal, and it's just not something that to sit on your desk. It's actually the Word of God, and it will lead you to salvation. It will lead you to a new man, new woman. There you go.
Stan, I remember when I was like really started realizing the reality and how real God was. I remember being on the floor one night in my room and just crying out to him and saying, God, you know, if you're real, I really need to know, you know, and I want you to, if you have something for my life, if there's something that I want to do, Lord, I just really want you to show me and reveal yourself to me in a way that I can worship you and honor you. And man, he just met all of that. I want to give a short story a real short story. After I got married, like I was wanting to get a vacuum cleaner, and like I remember 2 days going out looking for a vacuum cleaner, but my wife was driving back from a place called Lenore. It's a city in North Carolina. But we were going back, and I said, God, what's going on with this, you know? I really need a vacuum cleaner, and, you know, you're my provider, you're my sustainer, and all this. I started telling him his names, you know, that are in the scripture. And then anyway, I seen this sign that said vacuums, and my wife took a different way home that day, and she said, hey, a vacuum cleaner store. And she whipped in there, and man, there was that sign right that I had saw. And I was like, I knew that the Lord was going to supply my need at that place, you know, and he did. And the cool thing about it was I knew he knew how much money I had. And when I get in there, they're wanting twice as much for the vacuum cleaner as I had the money. And I was like, well, I said, I got $50, you know, and the guy's like, well, we don't have anything under $100, but you're welcome to look. And then he comes out there and he's like, hey, check this out, and but anyway, I ended up getting the vacuum cleaner and bags, and he said, I don't know why I'm doing this, man, but I'm going to sell you this vacuum cleaner for $50.
Hey,
that's just amazing, man, because it's like there's no end to the deepness of your relationship with the Lord. I mean, and I think that he's looking to bless you. It's the goodness of God that draws men to repentance, you know, and he is so good. And if you taste and see that the Lord is good, man, I don't know how you can desire anything else, really. You get so hungry for him that you just want more and more and more. You can't wait to be in his presence forever, you know? And if you don't like to worship and you don't like to spend time in his presence, then heaven might be hell for you. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'd like to read something. This I wrote back in February of 2013, titled Encouragement. Never give up. Hold your head up and praise our deliverer. Trust the rock of our salvation to deliver. Know what provision has been made by our loving Father, and draw from his well of living water that is on the inside of your reborn spirit. Stay focused on the prize of fulfilling Father's plan and will for mankind. Fix your heart on the promises and provisions found in the words spoken by Father for his people. Long to bear fruit that is good to eat and refreshing to those who indulge. It is written to taste and see that the Lord is good. He is sweeter than the honey and even the honeycomb. The way we experience this is by having the desire to please Father and then to diligently seek him through the door of access provided by Jesus. No man can do what is required to satisfy Father for sin except Jesus, who paid the price for our liberty. Jesus is the way to peace. Amen?
Amen.
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 Did that not
we're
gonna go with what you said?
That's
so awesome,
good.
Man.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to go into a break and play Lay Down Your Pride, and we'll be right back.
Every single word I say, you know it before I speak.
The Healing Light Show. It's host Reverend Stan, Robert Hager, and Chris Crutchfield here. We're all here. We're having a good show tonight, talking about the firm foundation of Christ. And we was talking about many different ways, you know, how we get uneasy on our foundation, and then we got to be reinsured about our foundation by the cross and by the blood of Jesus Christ, is that he paid one time, and that was it. It's not no come back and get a refill. He paid one time. So, you know, once you put your trust and your love in the Lord, that's it. And he paid that price, but you got to go to the Lord for that. You got to give your life to the Lord for that. And, you know, then it's a done deal. But at this time, if somebody's listening to this show has never accepted the Lord, right now would be a great time. I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to Chris.
Hey, I just want to encourage y'all that, you know, you don't have to be all speaking in King James or anything like that. I just encourage you to develop that relationship with the Lord and just talk to him just like you would anybody, you know, because the more real you are with him, the better off you are. And, I mean, he knows when you're being fake and he knows when you're not. He knows when it's when you really mean what you say and he knows when you don't. But I want to lead you on a prayer, and I like the scripture in Romans 10:9, where it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So just repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And I want you to come into my heart and life.
I want you to come in my heart and life.
And I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
And from this day forward.
From this day forward.
I'll do my best to follow you with everything that I am.
I'll do my best to follow you with everything I am.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody just said this prayer Chris said, that just received the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart, amen. Welcome to the family. I want to welcome all of y'all to the family. And at this time, I'm going to do something rare I've never did before. But I'm going to offer the prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If anybody is listening, wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, wants the Lord to send this to them, just say this prayer with me. And I'm sure some, you know, the Holy Spirit will be coming over you because I've did this quite a bit. So just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of all the sins that I've ever done. I repent of every unknown sin that I've ever done. I ask you to remove my heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. Lord Jesus, I ask you to baptize me with the fire of the Holy Spirit, as you did on the day of Pentecost to the 12 disciples. Lord Jesus, I ask you to fill my belly with the rivers of living water. And Lord Jesus, I also ask you to fill my heart with rivers of living water. And at this time, let's ask y'all just to hold out your hands, just out open, and I'm going to go ahead and ask the Holy Spirit just to fill you up. Lord Jesus, just fill them up. Fill them up now. Fill them up. Fill them up. Holy Spirit, fill them up. Baptize them. Cover them. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fill them up. 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 fill them up to the brim. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fill them up, Lord Jesus. Just fill them up. 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 Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fill them up. Just sit there. Just let him do what he does. Fill them up, Jesus. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you for
amen.
Your power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe, God, that those people who gave their hearts to Jesus tonight will begin to dig and find out what all happened in their lives tonight. That was an amazing step that you took to accept Jesus as your Lord. It says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, I believe it's verse 13, that you are now sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. You've been recreated in your spirit, and you have a brand new spirit, and it's identical to Christ Jesus himself. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, as he is, so are you in this present world, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And those of you who prayed and believed, God, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'm believing, God, right now that you are praying in tongues, signs, and wonders are going to follow you for that, accepting the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a gift that Father wants to give you to make you the fullness of the Godhead bodily, just like Christ Jesus received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then he went about doing good, demonstrating power and authority, followed him everywhere he went. The same thing has just taken place in everyone's life who just accepted the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. This is awesome. We have never did this on the show. I've never did the prayer of the Holy Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit. I think I've had a guest that's done that way back a couple years ago, but this here is the first time in a long time we've ever done that. And I just thought I'd offer that at this time because it was at the right time during this show. It was just felt like it was right for the person that's listening to this show and learn the foundations of the Lord and really want to know the Lord, get that closeness with the Lord. It's just the right time for it. It's just ripening for them to just grab a hold of all of it at one time to accept the Lord and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It might have been some people out there that's already accepted the Lord, but they've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Right there was a time to do that. Right there was a time to go through that prayer. And it's just the right time for everybody. So I want to welcome everybody into the family of the Lord Jesus. And, just let him grow in you. You know, stay in the Word of God. Just go to the local bookstore and just, you know, find you a great Bible. Or if you're not sure what to get, you know, what the right Bible is. Because, you know, there's hundreds of different volumes and all this stuff. And just go to somebody there at the front desk and ask them which is a good one for somebody just came into the kingdom, just came into the Lord, and they will show you. A lot of people will tell you the King James, and, you know, there's many of them, you know, that will lead you in the right way. But a lot of people prefer the King James, and a lot of times they got easier ones to understand. But just ask them which one you think would be good for you. But do get you a Bible, because that's the key to everything, and it'll help lead you to things. But, I want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight, listening to us on podcast, and I'm sure this is going to touch everybody, and I really thank everybody for listening to the show, and it's like I said, I'm sure this thing's going to touch everybody.
Amen.
Good stuff.
Amen. And one thing I do want to talk about too is there's a church in Durham It's called New Pathway Church, and they are having an event that I'm helping to support. It's Art Thomas. We had Art Thomas down here in Maiden last year teaching evangelism on the street. He's going to be in Durham, North Carolina, too, which I actually think they're going to have the churches in Durham, but they're going to have the event in Raleigh. And the event is going to be at Homewood Suites in Raleigh. The hotel is called Homewood Suites. It's going to be March the 14th, that was last year, but March the 14th, 2015, and Art Thomas is going to be the host. He's going to be teaching everybody. They're going to have different things going on during the event. It's going to be teaching ministering and healing. If you're not really sure how ministering and healing goes, he will help teach you this. He'll teach you the ins and outs of people that's actually done this quite a bit on the street. There's a lot of us here on the show that's done this, but this guy, I mean, I'm sure that we all could probably teach a lot of this, but this guy here has been trained to teach this to bunches of people at one time, so he's pretty good at this. And he's going to actually put people in groups and let us go on the street and pray for people and see the Lord touch people. And not only on the street, during the ministering and his teaching, he asks people to touch one another, and he prays, and, you know, the Lord touches them and heals people. And just listening to his conference, people get healed. So just being there, the Lord's going to touch you. He's really known doing a lot of work in Kenya and different places like that. And a lot of times people coming to his meetings gets healed just sitting there. So it's kind of amazing. The presence of the Lord is all over this guy. So amazing things happen during these seminars. And it's free. There's no charge. There's no charge to this event. It's going to be really a real awesome event. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. It's going to start at 9 o'clock, and it's going to go on until, I think, around 3:30 that evening. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on that day. So he's going to start right into hardcore teaching around 9 a.m., teaching them how it goes. He's going to take you in the Word of God, to show you in the Word of God where all this stuff is sitting, and what the Lord really expects a Christian to do is to lay the hands on the sick and what they shall recover, and, you know, raise the dead and cleanse the lepers and all that good stuff. What we're supposed to be doing that nobody really does anymore. And he's going to take you through all that, show you your authority, show you the power of God that's in you. He will be praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit while he's there. If you've not accepted Christ, and if you just, as on the show now, if you've not accepted, you just didn't, you can do it here. And, you know, it's going to be open for everybody. If you've never heard about the power of God, come. He will teach you. You'll learn about Jesus. You'll be taught and fed the Word of God, and it's going to be a win-win for everybody. And what we're going to do, we're going to go on the streets and pray for people, and people who don't really know Jesus and wants to know more, we're going to bring them into the theater, into the event, and he's going to preach to them, and it's going to be some amazing things. And I really, really ask everybody to show up that's really interesting in evangelism and healing and seeing how God works, because Art Thomas has been teaching thousands of people this, and it's something I wouldn't miss if I was y'all. But it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be March the 14th. It's going to be at the Homewood Suites in Raleigh. And if you want to know more about it, go to newpathwaychurch.com. New Pathway Church, all one word, newpathwaychurch.com, and go to the events and look for March the 14th. And I would like to ask everybody that if you've not liked the Healing Light Show on Facebook, just like the show, let us know that you're listening, and just follow the Blog Talk, the show on Blog Talk, and any time that we put up a new show, I think Blog Talk will email you or something like that to let you know what's coming up. Any of y'all guys got anything you want to plug right quick?
Well, we are meeting here at 1628 Lehus Lane every Sunday morning at 10:30 at His Reflection Church here in Lincolnton, North Carolina. For anybody who doesn't have a church and would like to find a fresh place to worship, please come and visit.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, go check out Robert's church. He's been teaching for a very long time now, and you know, it's always a refreshing sermon that he has. He preaches to us at work and stuff, and teaches us at work, and it's very awesome to hear some of the things he talks about and how he puts the Word of God to people. And the Holy Spirit is really, really works through him in amazing ways, and I really, really endorse this church, because this dude really knows what he's talking about. And just go and hear the Word of God. And if you don't have a church, just check out his church, and let the Lord touch you through him and his church.
Amen. Amen.
Chris, you have anything?
No, just God bless all of you. And I wouldn't mind saying a quick prayer for everybody. I pray that the Lord just keep you in direct you and just draw you closer to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I do want to tell everybody, I am going to have the Healing Life meeting in the next month or so. I've been holding back because I've been busy doing a lot of things around the house and trying to keep the show going and trying to find new guests on the show and doing a lot of things there. And I am really thinking about bringing up a new Healing Life meeting that we're going to have one Sunday night. And it's going to be a healing meeting. So if you're sick, if you've got anything wrong with you, you want a fresh touch of the Lord, you know, show up and the Lord will touch you. Come expecting. And that really opens the doors for revival in your life. And that's what we're all asking, is just for a new touch of the Lord in our lives. And I about guarantee that the Lord will touch you during this service. And everybody that's came to these services has been touched. I've had some family members that came that had a mother-in-law that didn't really, she knew the Lord, but not really good, and didn't really have a real close church, and didn't really, was really pulled to the church after the service. She went home to where she lives. She lives in another county, and started going to a new church that next Sunday. The Holy Spirit pulled her and got her to a new church that next Sunday, and she's been in church ever since. We've had people's legs to get healed. I had neighbors to come over, knees, legs getting healed, problems going away. I mean, amen, hallelujah. The Lord touches people through these services. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ mm-hmm. sent on this earth, and he will touch you. And, you know, when I get this date, I will let y'all know, but come to expecting for, you know, some new things that happen in your life. But I'd like to say good night to everybody, and may God bless every one of y'all. And we will be coming back on here Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Me, Chris, and Chuck McDonald. We're going to have a fresh show for y'all. And we're trying to decide a guest right now. And we've got a guest hooked up for the next Saturday, but this one here is kind of open. So I've got some things in mind, but I ain't put them all together. But we will have a guest. Just stay tuned to Facebook. Go to the Healing Life Show on Facebook, and it will show you the next guest. But just stay tuned to that. But we will see y'all Saturday morning. God bless every one of y'all. And may God be with you through your days at work and through your life. God bless you.
Good night.
still there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge. You are my strength. As I pour out my heart.
From every fingertip. washing away.